Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Let's again check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And some big news this week with Stratford Festival regarding some funding announcement.
Yes, we are very, very fortunate indeed. The Slate Family Foundation, which is a foundation that in the past has supported the festival, for example, our Stratford Festival on Film series, has come out with an crucially important support for the theater sector in Ontario. And they have given $15 million for pandemic recovery to help theaters get through this upcoming season. And it is such needed funding. It's really a very thoughtful and thought through gift on the part of the Slate Foundation. So of the $15 million, the Stratford Festival is getting $1.5 million, and that is going straight towards 2023, towards marketing, towards production costs, towards getting more people to Stratford. So we are incredibly grateful for that funding, and it's also being given to Crow's Theatre, Soul Pepper, National Theatre School, various theaters that are important to their communities as well.
So that is wonderful, not only for Ontario, but of course for Stratford Festival. $1.5 million, that is just fantastic news for this week with Stratford Festival. And more shows continuing. We haven't got too many tickets left for Hamlet 911, but it continues.
Yes, it's actually coming to a close very soon on October the 2nd. So if you want to catch that show, check. I think it's pretty close to sold out, but have a look. And of course, the other late openers do still have tickets available: The Miser, Death of the King's Horseman, 1939. Beautiful shows and a great selection of shows there to choose from. And the earlier season shows are still running as well. So, you know, if you're making Thanksgiving plans or plans for this coming weekend or the weeks ahead, do come and catch some shows. We will be having our final sale of the year starting in a few days. I wish I had more details than that, but I don't. But you can watch Facebook and the rest of social media for those details.
Oh, for sure. And of course, StratfordFestival.ca is the website to get your tickets. But gosh, Anne, as you mentioned, we have certainly more shows happening. It is not too late by all means to get tickets for this season. But we should mention too, a quick shout out for a special presentation. It's a world premiere staged reading adaptation. We chatted with Rachel Jones earlier this week about it. Very special get together happening at Laurita's Hall at Tom Patterson Theater for this Sunday evening.
That's right. Les Estrada, I hope I'm saying it right. And they are doing a fundraiser, the Roe versus Wade version. So I'm getting tickets. I'm going to be there. I think it's a fantastic cause to be supporting these days.
And an incredible all-star cast taking part in this, including my neighbor David Kirby. Nice to see him taking part.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we're also starting to film our productions. So we're building Stratfest at Home some more. We're also going to have some new original content. So as this season comes to a close, we start to build that online season for people in Stratford and far, far, far beyond.
Oh,
so we're excited to be getting the cameras into the theaters again for that to start.
Oh, that is always exciting when they're filming these productions. And so wonderful to have these shows filmed and then, you know, they're there for all time, if you will.
And you know what I've been really excited to hear is the number of downtown businesses and restaurants saying they've been busier than ever this September, and that is really music to my ears. I'm so glad that we are starting to get people to come back. And of course, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to put a real push on the United States because, of course, the border is opening. People aren't going to have to use arrive can and go through the COVID precautions, as people know from listening to the news. So this is going to, we hope, encourage those U.S. patrons that so far haven't felt that they could come to Stratford to make a late season visit. And it's always been popular for U.S. people to come in that September-October period. So fingers crossed, open border, people are going to come and give us a really good, busy October like we had this September.
You bet. The world, we welcome the world to the Stratford Festival. Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website. And thank you so much again. Great news this week, and we'll chat again.
Great to talk to you.